Suspect in custody after device ignited outside Federal Plaza in NYC. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 20, 2026. A suspect is in custody after a device was ignited outside of 26 Federal Plaza in New York City on Monday around 8:30 a.m. Bull TV reported that two people suffered minor injuries in the incident. ABC7 New York noted that a man armed with a collection of weapons started a fire outside the building with some kind of flammable liquid. FBI Director Kash Patel posted to X, "This morning an individual deployed an incendiary device outside of 26 Federal Plaza in New York. The individual is in custody and two minor injuries reported thus far. FBI, Joint Terrorism Task Force, is investigating the incident." WNCT pointed out that the fire appears to have been started with fireworks that were loaded into a wagon bearing a sign that read "Ice off our streets." A suspect is in custody, but the identity of the suspect has not been released. Update: the Department of Homeland Security posted to X, "An anti-ICE rioter launched fireworks outside of 26 Federal Plaza, grazing a bystander, and poured what is believed to be gasoline on the stairs of the entrance to the building and set it on fire. A FPS protective security officer swiftly tackled and detained the agitator, sustaining minor injuries during the incident." AWR Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with AWR Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a PhD in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. He is a lover action man in an AR-15 world. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.